Bianca Mazur is the general manager of the Flight Centre Travel Group. They've recently conducted a survey that found that South Africans are indeed ready to travel. Bianca, lovely to have you on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. Thanks so much for having me today.
86% of those responding to your survey is a significant proportion, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's really great to see, and we're very excited to see that.
Tell us about the process, I suppose, you undertook to get the survey conducted.
Yeah, sure. So we sent it over our social media platforms because we're really just sitting in a hibernation phase as a travel company. And it was so great to see what we got in. So we sent out the survey. And as you've mentioned, 86% of our customers said they would definitely consider traveling to a safe destination. So that's how we went about getting the results from that survey, which we're very excited to see is positive news for us.
In fact, what was surprising to read was that nearly half of those indicating that they're ready to travel, they are ready to travel overseas. It is perfectly reasonable to expect that people would want to travel within South Africa because you know which provinces are worst affected, I suppose, by COVID-19. You have a good handle. But to have people ready to travel overseas is quite promising, isn't it?
It is very promising for us, as international travel is quite big for us. And it was neck on neck, if we look at the survey results, with domestic and international being where customers want to travel. And what was also nice to see is that the beach holidays still comes into that aspect. So definitely, I think, the countries are considered safe to travel due to the pandemic. Customers are ready to get back onto a plane and actually get traveling. We've also seen our repatriation flights actually doing quite well. And customers looking to either go home to their families or actually get home.
I wonder if your survey tested for this at all, but they said that they would travel to a destination, both within South Africa and internationally, if it was safe for them to travel to that destination. Did they indicate at all what would satisfy as safe to travel to that destination?
I think it's really looking at the results of, the cases on a day-to-day basis. But South Africans are quite resilient. And I think, a lot of them do have family that they want to go visit. So definitely something that would get them on a plane to go. But like I said, South Africans are, have always been big travelling's in their blood. And with international, as long as the hotels follow protocols and the airlines follow protocols, I think it would be very safe to say that our customers would consider getting onto an aircraft.
Are you then able to take this information to the Department of Tourism and the Minister and the Cabinet and say, why are you waiting until January 2021 before you deem it safe for people to travel out of the South African borders when they're indicating that they're ready to travel now?
I think, if you look at, we take this information to SARTA and we do have these conversations. But I think we've got to look at South Africa's cases as well in order for international destinations to say that we're safe for our travellers to be able to enter in their borders. So, it's always a talk in progress. And we, we listen to the tourism industry at all times and try to stay on top of all the news. But definitely something we're hoping that the individuals will take into consideration in order to open up the borders. But I think what's important right now is we need to start opening our interprovincial borders to see the impact that would have on travel before we can look at maybe opening up international borders.
Speaking of those interprovincial travel, the Western Cape expectedly coming out number one province for South Africans who want to go traveling internally.
Yes, that's correct. So it was nice to see that. The Western Cape is the number one province. And what customers are really looking for is the family holidays. They're looking for budget holidays. And self-drive is coming into that, which, a lot of travelers we used to do back in the days, get into our vehicles and go local. So that's nice to see. And we're hoping that once we get open into the domestic market, that we'll be able to see our domestic and beautiful country soar with great results.
And I imagine that the length of stay in those holiday destinations would range from anything for a quick weekend getaway to I need 10 days of holiday, please. Let me go sit somewhere where it's beautiful and fun.
No, definitely. So we have seen on the survey that shorter getaways are, what the customers are wanting right now. We also then look at like 4 to 5 days. But definitely the self-drive and self-catering has actually come into play here. where customers are considering that even self-catering would be something that they'd be very interested in doing at this stage of their travel.
How has your business been affected, Bianca, by the hard lockdown and obviously grounding of many flights around the world?
Yeah, like any other business in the tourism industry, Flight Centre Travel Group was dealt a very heavy blow with the COVID pandemic. I mean, in less than 2 weeks, Africa, we went from a company that was thriving and a very successful business, and we now find ourselves in a hibernation phase. So we really were hit hard by this pandemic. I mean, we closed 41 of our stores nationally, which included our Cruiseabout brand. So we also, as a company, had to make very tough decisions, you know, that had to be made. But we've been very resilient, and we're very lucky to work for a phenomenal company that really does care about its people. So, yes, we were hit very hard, just like I'm sure all of our travel agencies and suppliers around the country. But we, you know, we're really excited for the new phase of travel, as we've spent a lot of time behind the scenes to reflect, and we've also had a lot of time to learn, and we've really started planning ahead, which we're excited about.
Are you able to share what kind of products, I suppose, you'll be putting out to the market as soon as it's safe for us to travel?
Yes. You know, we've also looked at the feedback from customers, and we've had, you know, our beautiful country of our own to explore, which we haven't really always looked at to offer those kind of packages. So we're ensuring that we're spending a lot of time focusing on our domestic packages and holidays to many different parts of South Africa. And that is something we're in the process of doing. So when we get the go-ahead to open up our borders, we'll definitely be putting out our domestic packages to the market.
Good to hear. Bianca, thank you very much for your time this morning. Bianca Mazur is the general manager of the Flight Centre Travel Group, having recently conducted a major survey that indicated that 86% of those responding to the survey are ready to travel to a perceived safe destination in 2020 and 2021, with international travel actually coming in neck and neck with domestic travel.